Okay, well, I should probably introduce myself. My name's Luscious Leisha. I am the host of Camgirl Diaries podcast, and we're kind of just doing something totally different today. We are sitting and discussing just generalized topics that we experience as cam models, people working in the sex industry, just things that we think are important. So it's pretty much open discussion, and we hope to do more of these. All right, so one of the things I'm going to talk about, you guys obviously know, is how slow it is, still is. I'm on Chatterbait primarily. I do a stream on MyFreeCams as well. We're talking like 2 months slow. We're talking like I don't want to work anymore slow. Are you guys experiencing this?
Yes, for sure. Actually, I'm glad that you said that, you don't want to do it slow. That's I've almost stopped doing it for a minute. I still create content, but I haven't been posting it, and I've been getting a lot of requests, and I think it's a buildup.
Yeah. That's my problem too. Like I get really depressed and down. And like I have honestly haven't worked in like 2 weeks. I need to, but I can't make myself. How about you, Cappy?
So I'm on StreamMate, which, like I've said before, I don't know where you girls work, but StreamMate has made me the most money. I have been on every site there is, MyFreeCams, BonkaCams. BonkaCams was decent. Chatterbait, I've been them all. But the last month and a half, up until like this last week or two, has been super slow. And I'm talking, I haven't hit goal. So, this week has been really good. Really, really good, but I caught a couple whales. So, I mean, it is kind of like six, one, half a dozen the other because, like, am I really making the money or did I just catch a whale?
Yeah, they're hard to keep around. You guys have problems with that? Like the one guy that came in, he dropped like $900 one night on me in an hour. And then like I went to message him the next night when I was on and he's gone. Account totally gone.
Yeah, they do disappear after a while, I notice. But yeah, I've been ghosted, which
Yeah.
is cool. Hey, drop your money and then leave.
Exactly.
Yeah, I get those, and sometimes I get them where they're reoccurring. They'll come back after a while. I think maybe they get a girlfriend, and
Yeah.
they come back, or when they're fighting. I have, and then I'll throw out the free, get, since you remember, here, come back for free, and then. Then
Yeah.
I'll just slam them with a bunch of videos to buy. So it goes as well.
How about you, Alina?
Yeah, like I was doing bong accounts for a bit, and I really liked the platform on there. Like, I just liked how it was set up and how it was so much different than Chatterbait and MyFreeCams. I thought it was a lot more put together. But when I was trying to convert my fans from Chatterbait and MyFreeCams and stuff over to BongaCams, they didn't like the name of the website. And so they had a hard time converting over there. So I'm just like on street or strip chat now. And I find it a lot better than those other campsites. But yeah, it definitely can be slow. The build up trying to get people into your room. I find when I'm on there alone versus when I go on there with like my partner that I cam with, it's like the viewers is like crazy. The whole difference is insane.
A huge difference between couples and singles because I started as a couples account way back in the day and I used to make bank back in the day like every night. Yeah, it's totally different.
Yeah.
It's totally different. So how are you guys dealing with this? Like I know I said like I get really like down depressed. I'm like, man, this fucking sucks. Like I can't make it. I get really hard on myself. Are you guys like that too?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I'll create stuff to make me feel better, but I won't post it. And I know that's like a waste, but I think I'll use it later. But yeah, there's times where, or they'll make a comment and you're just like a total troll and they just get you at that weak point, and you're just like, okay, I'm not doing this shit right now. You know what I mean?
It's hard to get out of that slump too. Like I have a hard time pulling myself out because I suffer from a lot of mental health issues. I'm not sure if you guys do, but it's like some days you just like, is this right for me? You need that confidence push, I guess. Yeah.
I know, sorry, go ahead.
No, you go first.
So it's Kalia, is that how you say it?
Yeah, it's
Kalia?
Kalia
Okay.
I know I
Okay.
was like,
Yeah.
wait, I don't think that's her name. I'm thinking after I said it.
I don't know why it was showing up like that, but
All good.
I love that name.
Oh, thank you.
My name is a tribute to my mom.
Oh.
Her name is Kepi in Hawaiian, and she's my little cheerleader. She's like very curious about what I do. She was a Hooters chicken to her 50s.
Oh, damn.
Nice. So
That's
she's
cool.
always like, kind of wanting to know but doesn't want to know.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's definitely in my corner. Definitely.
That's
Jeez.
awesome to hear.
That's good. That makes it a lot easier
Yeah,
when your
definitely.
parents kind of know. My parents found out I was doing porn, and it was like I didn't want to tell them, but the way they found out, I just couldn't kind of hide it from that.
Yeah,
So,
that's
but
another
they
thing.
know, but.
That's another thing that's so hard in the industry is the fucking stigma that comes with it. I'm a very open person. So like if somebody asks me what I do, I tell them what I do. I don't lie about shit because you're gonna find out anyway. But like
Right.
my whole family's my mom's like my biggest supporter. Like she knows pretty much what I do. When she finds out the things, she's just like, really? You do that? Like, it's just it's hard when family doesn't. I couldn't imagine being someone that has no support from the family. Like
Yeah.
that must be really hard to deal with on top of what we do on a daily,
I think that
Yeah.
affects mental health big time. Big time. I struggle with mental health, and I believe I work 7 days a week, which is not healthy, like we were talking about.
Yeah.
And but I feel like if I take a day off, that I'm just gonna go downhill from there. Like I have to push myself, but then I'll reward myself. Like I'll take a nap or watch a show, or but it has become my life. I'll take naps and then get back on and then take nap. That's why I like private sites better than token sites, I think too. Because
Yeah.
you could just log off whenever you want, but that's my opinion.
Just my full name's right on the screen. Edit that shit out. Sorry, now you guys know my whole name, but it's all right. I've done
One of the things,
huh?
yeah, with the mental health, like in the parent situation, because my thing was like revenge porn, so like I was thrown into that without even knowing what it was about, and that's why I explored it, because that, fuck that, excuse me, they already assumed the worst, so let me just bring my artistic point of view and get this going. But honestly, I lost my family, even when they knew it was revenge porn, you know what I mean? So then it opened up my universe, because I was already with the Scarlet Letter, so I have to say, like I battle the mental, I don't really, I can't say that I have full on depression, but I do go through those states where I did notice I was emotional eating. So I learned how to diagnose, I don't want to say like self-diagnose, but notice what I was experiencing and seeing what other people, so I can relate, so I can handle it, and then at least acknowledge I'm emotional eating. You know what I mean? So at least that was one step closer. So that's like one of the ways I dealt with learning about myself, because it is a self-discovery and exploration, and I've always been open to younger adult actresses and cam artists, and I worked at some of the registration for Why Not Cam, their event, so I got to meet a lot of people, and I would always say, you're doing great, I love your work, because I know they look at me like, oh my God, she's like my mom, you know what I mean? And so I just learned to be that, also helped me heal with my pain. You know what I mean? So, I mean, that's how I was able to handle, and that's how I continue to handle it. And of course, exercise helps too.
I mean, a lot of us come from a background that's not too good. So we come into the game already like kind of fucked up. So you have to have like some sort of like coping mechanisms. What do you guys do, like other coping mechanisms when you guys get down? Like, how do you pull yourselves out of
I smoke a lot of pot. I mean, I'll be honest, I'll take mushrooms, bite, that's it. I'm just being honest about that.
I second the
No
mushrooms.
shame.
Just don't do them
Oh
on, don't do them on cam. No, don't do that.
God,
Yeah.
don't do that. I got stuck one time on a trip, and they were like stuck. I'm talking stuck. Like I was just zoned out, and I came back, and I'm looking around. They're like, "Welcome back. You've been gone for like an hour." I'm like, "Oh my God, no."
When you forget
Oh
to sign off and you're like over there laying on the couch for like 2 hours and you're still broadcasting, oh my God, what the fuck? It's not cool.
God.
Not
That's
cool.
funny. I was just talking about that with someone earlier, how that happened to me where my
Yeah,
stream was literally just like asleep. It was bad.
least on StreamMate, we know now that you can sleep and stream. Like that's why I'm gonna sign up. I mean, I'll sleep all night. Those motherfuckers can watch me.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Oh. It's
That's good to
awesome.
know. I always get people who want to see me sleep, and on OnlyFans, they don't let you write anything like that, let alone talk about it. So that's good to know, because that's a bad measure. Like, if you want to touch yourself, they allow it. So thank you for that tip.
Kind of like talking about like backgrounds and stuff. Like, I'm a single mom. I have two kids all by myself. So sleeping for me, I will sleep on and I will stream. Yes, I'll get everything done at the same time. But it's really hard to balance that out, you know? What are your guys' backgrounds?
Well, I have two older adult children and then a teenage adult daughter. They don't talk to me. I mean, my youngest can communicate, but with the whole other part, they kind of just went their own way. So I just let it be. It's hard. It hurts. But like I said, like, I lost my family. I lost haters. I lost, but that's okay. That's part of health and growing and detoxing from a toxic, like the narcissism and stuff like that. So like, my ex-husband, he did revenge on his vit. He's a narcissist. Sociopath, and he had everything just blow up in the divorce. So I had to learn to exist in another realm, of trauma. So that was kind of like what catapulted me was art therapy, and I made body part pipes, pop pipes, pussy ashtrays, and then I just had fun, like, because it's art. I was a sculptor,
Awesome.
so I learned to do that. And trust me, I mean, there was a point I died, because I wasn't allowed to smoke pot with the court, so they made me take Xanax, and I'm not a pill person. So I said, I had one more month from one court to another, and I said, I took one every day. And then finally, I was in the womb of my sleep, and I remember a Buddha quote saying, when you're in the midst of hell, to laugh. Laugh like it's the best time in your life. And because it's such a lower vibration, that when you laugh, it's higher, that you don't have but to go up. So it worked for me, and that's when my turning point of my trauma started to get little bit by better. And it took a long time, but it
You get
finally healed me.
it does take a long time. It really
Yeah.
does. Seems like it's too long. Seems like a lifetime, you know? So,
Yeah. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, go ahead. I'm just agreeing.
So I'm the same as you, Alicia. I just moved back home about a year and a half ago with my parents, with my kids. I'm very lucky to have the help. So literally all I do is take care of the kids and Cam and take naps. But I've noticed, I smoke a lot of weed. It saved my life. I was really fucked up. I got off of everything, I guess you could say. I got clean, I got sober. I smoke weed, but like I said, it saved my life. So I think that helps. I think that helped me with my depression. I did get on medication. It helped me with everything. Like, it really helped me get a, like, keep a schedule. Once I like got my mental health under control, everything started to fall into place for me, I think. And I can keep a consistent schedule. I can, do the numbers like we were talking about. I like to go in and look at the statistics of all of my numbers, like my income and the times that I work and all of that, and like kind of analyze that to the times that I want to work. And it works for me, but I think that I really needed to get myself together. And then, everything started to work.
It's like with me too. Like, I was a shit show for like 3 years. My fiance took his life, so that totally just like killed me for 2 years. It's been almost 3 years now, but I mean, it put me way down. That's one of the reasons I got into sex work, because I lost my job. They fired me because I couldn't like think, and it's hard. It's hard.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I lost my father 3 years ago, so I know the pain. So you hanging in there, you're doing great,
Well,
and your
thanks. Yeah.
energy.
It's hard to wrap your head around shit like that, but you get there. Therapy really helps. Pills really help,
Right?
A couple cool
Yeah.
resources I found. I don't know if you guys know, but I'm a huge like researcher. I need to find out everything and anything all the time. So I was looking for sex worker support. So I found pineappletherapy.org. Have you guys heard of that?
Oh,
Pineapple support, is that what it is?
yeah, pineapplesupport.org. And let me tell you, I did free therapy. It's income based. I did therapy for 6 months there with a licensed professional therapist over Zoom, free. They have support groups, which I go to at least once a month, like addiction, self-esteem. I mean, anything under the sun. They have a plethora of resources available to sex workers only. It's amazing. Go check it out. It's pineapplesupport.org.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and it's nice because everybody on this therapist or does anything is they don't have it. There's no stigma, nothing at all. And that's hard to find. Really hard to find. And the other one is the Cupcake Girls. I think it's, yeah, the cupcakegirls.org, something like that. It's one I just found out last week. It's based in California, but they will help you if you're in another state. They'll find resources for you, but they also do like therapy. They actually are giving away $100 right now if you guys want to go sign up. It's for any sex worker that's currently active. Just, you know, as a gift. So I think it is. Let me look up the website again here. You guys heard of that one yet?
No.
No, cupcake.org.
Yeah, it's the cupcakegirls.org.
I'm gonna write it in the chat.
Yeah. I mean,
Okay, perfect.
any little bit would help, you know, even money or just wisdom or help. So, and
The
it's still,
cupcakegirls.org.
yes. And then it's pineapplesupport.org.
Awesome.
Because you guys know how hard it is. I mean, you go to even to get taxes done, you say what you do, and they're like, oh, you know, it's so hard to find a therapist that's on board too.
I don't know if I spelled that right.
You got it. Thanks. I can't do two things at once, so thank you for putting that
Welcome.
in the chat.
I felt, you know, I have a therapist and I was very open and honest with her. I still, because I do it with Zoom and I kind of like pay attention to her face when I say certain things. And
Yeah.
like, she did say she thanked me for being honest about what I do so she can really help me, you know?
Awesome.
I think that it's important about being open and honest when you can.
I am totally about that life. Like, I am honest to a point where it's kind of like people don't like
I'll
it.
wear my OnlyFans shit out in public. Like, I don't care. I do not care.
That's hilarious you say that because I literally go around rocking my Pornhub gear everywhere. And today, actually, earlier, I was wearing my Pornhub sweater, and this guy at Tim Hortons, he was like, "Oh my God, hey, I love your sweater." And then I could hear him getting in shit from his boss in the back after. I was like,
Like, hey, you should go check my shit out and subscribe.
Yeah, I just do. That's so funny.
Yeah, that's funny. But yeah, I mean, the stigma is just, I always tend to hope that maybe it would go away, but I don't think it's ever going to go away completely. I mean, even like banks, you guys know, like I had a trouble with my bank. They were asking me, like, with Sex Panther, like, what's Red X Media deposit or what's whatever Chatterbait is? I forget what that is, but they were like questioning me. You guys ever run into that yet?
So
No, not yet.
I have Varo Bank, right? And it's an online bank and it's helping me build my credit for free and all that good stuff. Somebody to me on one of the chats of like maybe it was a Sex Panther chat or something like that. So I got it because you get $30 to sign up if you use the link or whatever.
Right.
So then somebody told me that it's not sex worker friendly, but I have every single one of my deposits going to that bank except for OnlyFans.
So what bank was that?
Varo. I can
Oh.
possibly get
Never
the
heard of that one.
yeah, I can send
Use,
you the link on
yeah, definitely put it in there. I use
Yeah.
found them 2 years ago. They're amazing. It's an app, but they're sex worker friendly. No,
Mine's that. And what is that again?
found.com.
Oh, okay.
Amazing. They give you like all your reports, your profit or loss if you request it, everything. It's really
Nice.
good. Anybody else know of any other ones that are sex worker friendly? There's Wise Bank, I think, is WISE, that one too.
Okay. I love hearing all this because, you know, I'll be reposting this on my stuff. So, you
Yeah.
know, I love hearing my other friends because you know you people don't really deal with it unless it happens to them where their money gets frozen, like
Right.
you know, then it becomes an issue across X or you know the old Twitter. So
That's,
that's when we need to find
yeah.
out who's being affected.
And that's the thing with like community I talked about before in previous episodes is there's no community for cam girls that sign up alone. And I signed up alone. I know you guys probably you did you? I know Cappy did. Kitty, you were alone too. What about you?
Yeah.
I was doing it with my partner, so I wasn't totally alone, but yeah.
You did it through a studio or by yourself?
I was doing it by myself,
Yeah.
but
See, like, we don't have anybody. You know, I don't talk to other people besides you guys. But you guys are hella cool.
yeah.
Glad I met you all, but it sucks. So I was thinking we should do this like once a month. Just get together
Yeah.
and we'll have Gary edit it and prick, you know, check it out, and we can put it on his episodes. Because I hate gatekeeping. I'm totally against gatekeeping. I want to share all my shit all the time. So whenever you guys want to do it, I mean, we could shoot for once a month. It'd be really fun, I think.
That was
Yeah,
one of my
no, that's awesome.
That was definitely one of my topics is gatekeeping. I cannot stand it. However, I think there's a difference between somebody doing a shit ton of research and then packing it into a bunch of information to sell, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
As opposed to, you know, somebody asking for help and you can give them resources. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? Like, I understand that some people, you know, they gotta hustle and they gotta, you know,
Yeah.
they did all this work and they're, you know, doing this to, but gatekeeping, you have to have a community of these girls or you're gonna go into a dark fucking place. Like if you try to do it by yourself, that's how I feel anyways.
Yeah.
That's
And isolation's real with camming. Like I get real bad. When I don't talk to anybody, I don't leave my house. Like I'm a total introvert and I don't leave anyway mostly ever. But like it's horrible when you don't have a single person to talk to. You know, so we at least we can invite people to these little groups that we have, and we can get our contact information if you want to share it. And if you're having a bad day, just, you know, text us, be like, yo, you've got to hear what happened to me, you know?
absolutely.
I share my information, so you're always welcome, you know.
Yeah,
And
me too.
anyone else, especially with trans, you know, like I have a good connection with a lot of trans guys and girls, and so, you know, anyone who's like younger, you know, because I might not have the full on experience for full like many years, but I do have behind the scenes work in administration. So, and I also am a mom. I'm 52 years old. So, you know what I mean? I've had marriages. I've been through a lot of that. And I understand what it's like to deal with kids because a mother's job is the hardest job, in my opinion, ever. We create humanity. And, you know, it doesn't come with a manual, you know, like the aftershock of having a boy, you get all this extra testosterone. So I get it. So my information is out there for you guys to share. So
Yeah,
just
me
so you
too. If
know.
you guys ever want to hit me up on any platform, I'll always be there for you. I love
Yeah,
to be there for
same.
everything. Because
Same,
it's
same.
so hard to find anything, you know? I'm a digging.
I'm grateful for the Discord groups. There's just like StreamMate Discord groups, and then some of the girls I literally just like dropped into their rooms and we became friends. There's a specific girl
Oh,
that I talked to through my whole entire shift, and it makes it so much easier.
nice. Yeah. Okay, just
Pornhub kind of did one of those too, Discord. I haven't been on it in a minute, but when they first started all the amateur models, they you know, they had their Discord, and it was really nice. So yeah, I get it.
so just so you guys know, I told Kepi already, but I have like the free version of Zoom and we have 9 minutes. So when it ends, I will restart and send you a link, okay? I'm
Okay,
up
cool.
for that.
Okay. Thank you.
So, okay. Let's leave that for the next thing. What do you guys bring to talk about? Who wants to go?
I wanted to bring up the MILF, if, you know, if you guys with dealing, handling the responsibilities of a MILF, you know, because a lot of some of them I've discovered were messed up ladies, traumatized, and then they're traumatizing these young guys. And I just think there's a responsibility as a MILF, you know,
I
to
didn't
take care of your
realize
issues.
that. People are traumatizing guys by saying they're a MILF.
Some women are, you know what I mean? Not saying all of them, but I'm just saying. I've even caught myself, you know, not learning from my past lessons in life with relationships. And so, like, you know, and of course, you know, I have this like little ongoing coffee book table book called, you know, The Catch a MILF, and throwing all my things of experiences and communication and what I've learned and what is still need to be learned. But it's ongoing, it's private still. But you know, I just wanted to throw that out, see what your opinion was about, you know, I don't know, just MILF.
About MILF.
That
I'm a MILF.
you're
I say it loud and proud. I'm kind of like the goth mom next door MILF though. Like I do like a bunch of role play with a MILF situation.
nice.
I don't know. I don't think I abuse the title at all. I think I live up to it.
Nice. so you're like healthy about it. I'm just saying, like, you know, because some of them want to have a relationship, whether it's a sex relationship or not. But, you know, like, I've had ran into a couple ladies that were, they just messed up those guys. They traumatized them, you know, they did revenge porn on them. I guess it's maybe more of a narcissist now.
What kind of person you are, you know?
Yeah. So I feel there's a responsibility. I mean, when you role play, yeah, you're going to do you, yeah. You know, what the client want, or, you know, whatever they want. But I'm just saying as an overall being, because, you know, I'm single and I date, you know, and I do date younger men, but only if I don't notice it, you know, that they're younger.
I get a lot of younger guys in my room. Like, I have a lot of guys that come into Chatterbait and they're like, oh, you know, I'm 20 years old. I'm like, ugh, you know, I'm 40. Mm-hmm. Like, that's way too young. But I do get a lot. And I'm just like, I don't know. I don't dig too deep into it, but I do have limits when it comes to like Sex Panther and the role playing or anything like that. Like, if it's like incestual at all, no. They're always like, oh, mom, you know, I have people ask me to mom, like son. I'm like, oh, fuck no. I'm not doing that. Like, that's just, it's gross.
It is kind of weird. It's weird for me too. So I get it.
Yeah.
So I am a dom. And I get a lot of mommy dom situations, you know, and I always, because of the rules of streaming, I always have to specify it's got to be step, right?
Yep.
And for me, I don't dig into it. It's definitely just like a job. It's acting to me. It's reciting a script to me. So I really don't dig into it. When the guys come in my room, you know, I kind of know what they want. Like, they come in, they say they're 19, and I'm like, oh, baby, I can mold you. I can train you. I can, you know, like.
See, I look at that, and I'm like, ugh, go away.
Here. And, you know, so I kind of, like, hook them hook, line, and sinker. But there is that traumatizing aspect of if they don't know what they're doing, they could be traumatized. I kind of see what you're saying.
Yeah,
girls like me,
every fetish comes from a traumatization.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah,
100%. Other people are just fucking them up even more, which is not right.
Oh, right, that part, that I'm just saying, I'm not like, when you're role playing and stuff, that I understand, you know, especially, but it's just, it amazes me when I see other people abuse, you know, and I just, it hurts me, because then I started thinking on an overall scale, regardless of camming or in a real life situation. Because believe it or not, I've come across women who watch MILF role playing, you know, on porn and stuff. So, like, they're kind of, like, trying to figure out how they're going to date younger guys.
Right.
And that might sound kind of weird, but they are looking, okay, you know, like, oh, let me have sex. Oh, you want me to have sex like a porn star? So they're going to watch, you know what I mean, and get some tips. And I'm just saying, like, a real woman who's, you know, been married a couple of times and boring sex life, and then I'm getting out there and I'm going to date, you know, I'm looking at the ones who look good.
Right.
You know, so it's like an overall opinion, so it can go either way.
I never really honestly thought about MILFs being anything but MILFs, like, but I guess like BDSM too, like people will, you know, really be hitting women and put a label as BDSM on it when it's not, you know? So,
I've never thought
that before.
Are you going to stream on Bonga cams or Chatterbait?
No, I do. I'm just doing Chatterbait right now. I haven't really set up Bonga. Yeah, I'm going to do Chatterbait just on the weekends. I think Bonga cams is going to be in the week.
Come over to Streamate. I'm telling you.
That was my first ever one.
Me too.
And then I got bored. I'm
strip chat, but I'm banned from.
I'm banned from Jerkmate. So.
Oh, you're banned from Jerkmate? You might be banned from Streamate.
No, I was able to create another account.
Oh, good.
No, because we're under the same umbrella. It's so weird.
Yeah. You guys have really touched on a lot of my topics. So I just kind of want to sit back and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a couple big ones. They might take a little bit. Yeah, I just, some interesting things about content and stuff like that.
Ooh.
Because I hate making content. Isn't that horrible?
Yeah. My secret is I record all my shows.
Yeah.
And then I edit them. Yep.
I used to make content. I sell videos, like, I shouldn't say this out loud, but like from a year ago, I just don't have it in me.
Yeah, all my shows are recorded unless they're custom videos. And
how do you sell those? No one buys my shows.
They buy them or they don't. A lot of them I sell on Streamate, but my whole OnlyFans right now is just all my shows. But again, I'm a leg fetish now. So
yeah, did you hear that, Kitty? I've never heard of that fetish ever.
Leg fetish?
I'm a calf muscle fetish model.
Calf muscle. Welcome on.
Sorry, guys. I'm so sorry. I had to find a piece of paper and then go to the bathroom and then I logged out of the meeting and it was just like,
We were talking about how Kepi is a calf fetish model. I've never heard of that. So cool.
What is that?
Just
got
like
banging calves.
Yeah, like
yeah,
that's awesome.
There's a fetish for everything.
They're gonna come all over those beautiful calves. That's what they want.
You want to know something weird? So I do porn, right? Like I'm exclusive with Pornhub, and that's like my main thing. Yeah, and like my videos are like mainly based around like public masturbation. Like so, I'm in my car, and I drive to like a busy like spot, and I just like masturbate in my car. And I've been caught before, and like everyone just goes nuts over those videos, right? So I have some like really interesting fans, right? And like I love all my fans and everything. And I was talking about this with Gary on like the one episode I was featured on, but there's like some of them that are like really like almost too much in a way. Like there was this one guy and he, I don't even know what the fetish would be called, but he's obsessed with like veins and like needles. Like he doesn't use drugs, I can tell, but like he donates blood a lot. And so he always comments on my videos and he's like, oh, like your hands and your veins, like when you're in orgasm, like it just drives me nuts. And he's like, have you ever thought of giving blood and stuff? And then he goes off in like these huge like fantasy sex stories he sends me and tells me like, and I asked him one day and I was like, what the hell? Like, why is this like, you know, I started to pick his brain, like ask him what the hell. And he was saying that the thought of a needle going into your vein, it reminds him of a cock going into a vagina. And in my head, I was like, how the hell does that resemble anything to you? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But Pornhub has shut his account down so many times. Like,
it might be for a vampire.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I wonder.
He goes, sorry.
Go ahead.
He goes into way too much like detail though, that it was like to the point where like I had to tell him like, you got to stop messaging me because like some stuff was like a trigger for shit years ago, you know? And like, I was like, you can't, like you're going into so much detail about this right now that it's too much. And then he started to be racist because a guy, like my partner, he's black, right? So he's like, oh, your videos would be a lot better if you, you know, it was just you and not a black guy. And why a black guy? And like, you're racist, stop. Oh, I'm not racist, but just why a black guy? And I'm like, okay, buddy, you can fuck off pretty much, you know? But yeah, there is a fetish literally for everything.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That sounds like he might have had a little bit of trauma with like
needles,
sex and drugs. Yeah, like he's seen a lot of that.
Yeah, like I wish I knew his Instagram because I would like put it in the chat, but I don't like my freaking all my socials, like unfortunately all got taken down, like I'm all at the same time, so like it freaking sucks. Like yeah, it totally blows. So I don't have like, I have an Instagram, I haven't started it up yet, like it's on but like there's nothing posted. I can't use Snapchat, like I have my Twitter and that's pretty much it. So it really Twitter, blows.
I hate it.
Oh my god,
I don't get any interaction with that shit. I really
I have a suggestion. I have a suggestion. There's a new, it's not new, I'm lying. It's an app, a site called ShareSome, and it's basically just an adult social media.
I'm on that.
Yeah.
What? It's just ShareSome? Is it it's an app, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah.
Is it S-U-M or S-O-M-E?
S-H-A-R-E-S-O-M-E. Like,
okay.
ShareSome.
Okay, awesome, good to know.
Somewhere, I don't know.
Yeah, and put your guys's like usernames or whatever, so
yeah,
follow us, whatever it is.
Well, one of the things I want to talk about is marketing, because you kind of just stumbled upon that. Marketing, content creation. I was telling them before you hop back on that I fucking hate making content. I do. I said it. I used to like it.
Yeah,
yeah,
I hear you.
I'm kind of like getting out of like the mode of being a cam girl. I kind of just want to be a mentor now, but I used to make it. So I sell people shit literally from like a year ago when I was much hotter and skinnier. But I find it hard. Like, I think I post on like 12 socials every day. I have a hard time with it. I just, some days I don't want to do it. I know you guys probably all use social. Where'd she go? We lost Kitty.
Yeah. I'm here.
You guys probably all use social media, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. What about, has anybody ever tried email marketing before?
That's funny you say that actually, because me and my partner, we were just talking last night. So, like, one of the topics I was like gonna bring up or whatever was, like, I don't know how to explain it. So, like, the guy that I started my whole like online adult stuff with, like, we figured out the whole Pornhub thing together and we figured out everything together, right? And I don't know, we were in a relationship, I ended up fucking up, and so we stopped doing things together, and it's like affected me really bad. But I'm not trying to go off topic here, but so that comes back to the whole marketing thing. He's like amazing when it comes to promotion and like the whole email stuff and like the whole funnel, that whole funnel concept thing. And he was telling me last night that like how he made me my own funnel and website and everything, and like, oh, it's insane. Like
It's
like
really,
that whole stuff is
really
really confusing to me, but it's really good if you have someone on your side that knows how to do that, because I find there's like Fiverr kind of thing and like Upwork and all these other sites that are freelancers that will help you make whatever you're trying to get done. And I find it's bullshit, literally bullshit. It's really hard to find someone. And I remember reaching out to some agency for promotion and marketing or
God,
whatever.
do it.
And I know, but it was, this is funny because it ended up being, I got all these calls and I didn't realize it was like, I don't know, because I put my description, right? And I got all these calls, and I guess it got put in like some yellow page kind of thing. I don't know. But all these people were calling me wanting my business, and I was trying to tell them like I need promotion, and they're like, yeah, we'll do it for sure. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm like a porn, like I do porn. And as soon as I said that, like a bunch of them hung up on me. Some were like, but this one guy, he said that his friend does porn, and like he couldn't really talk to me too much because it was recorded and whatever. But he was he I ended up getting his number, and he like was ended up becoming a fan, and like he gave me so much information. But and he went out of his way to try to find me somewhere I can like get promotion. And he gave me ideas like how I could do something more like, oh, how did he word it, like extreme, like you gotta have something extreme that's like a clickbaity kind of thing. And even though clickbait is so goddamn
Controversial.
annoying. Yeah, that was the word he said, controversial. And like in my head, because where I am, I'm in Alberta in Canada, so there was this girl, and she during like our stampede, we have there was this girl, she ended up having a threesome at a train station, right? And it got caught on camera. It was like all over the news years ago, and this girl ended up kickstarting her career, and she's like made so much money now, right? So when he said something controversial, that's what I thought of. I was like, oh, like this girl, and he was like, yeah, no, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about something clickbait, like OnlyFans model makes reveals this much money she's made. And I was like, oh, okay, we're not on the same page with that one. But yeah, marketing is definitely
And it takes a lot of time, and people that think, we just show our pussies on camera, they think we don't do anything. It's like, like seriously, like I spend like 6 hours a day doing things like that. You guys probably do too.
Oh yeah.
Another thing I can't stand, it's like, who are you to say what I do? Yeah, I do show my pussy on camera, but I do work as well.
Yeah. And like yeah, I was just about to say something, but I just completely lost what I was gonna say. So
I am every day of
The programs, are you familiar with that? Because I've used HubSpot, and there's that monkey one that basically just gathers demographic information that you would have your followers or whatever fill out, and then it gets put in. And then that way you can like mailers, like on HubSpot is really nice because you can, they'll help you create letters. They set up your account to like what kind are you doing. I mean, you don't have to be specific about the genre, but you could say advertising, mailing. And so it takes time to, and Zendesk is another one. Those are ones I would use in a regular corporate, even behind the scene. Because my boss, he owned over 300 porn.xyz names. So he was a major publishing, considered a major publishing house. So, we would do the gathering of the emails using either one of those, mailing. I think it, what was it? Monkey something. Oh, sorry. If you put in monkey for mailing, it'll pop up.
Isn't
And
it
then
Survey
it's
Monkey or
yours.
something? No, is it Monkey Chimp or something like that?
Chimp
Exactly.
mail or
Oh,
whatever.
there you go. Yeah, we got it.
And
Monkey
those
Chimp.
would basically help you. You know what I mean? You just, if you have a website, added on, or when you talk to people, you just say, here, here's a link to fill out, because they'll send emails. You can get their email and then just send them whatever you want.
See, I need a personal assistant. Like, I don't have, there's not enough hours in the fucking day, I swear. Like, are you, how much are you charging over there, Kevi?
I have no idea, but that's what I want to do. Wait. I know we've talked about this. My whole goal is to be running a studio. Like, that's what I want. I want to help people. I want to, you know, I want to do everything for, I want to do all the stuff and post for the girls and help the girls out. I started as a madam in this industry. I was a madam because I was pissed the way that the girls were being taken care of. So that's just me though. That's the mom in me. I want to take care of the girls or guys, whoever, don't care. I have a trans fetish, so
I did too for a hot minute, and then it was gone. I was like, wow, what was that? What was that?
So it's hot.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's hard doing it as a single person. It really is.
Yeah.
It's so easy to get defeated in this line of work. It really is. Everybody thinks it's so easy. It's not.
It's not. And, like, one of the biggest things that, like, any of the girls that I know, like, who, like, I know a lot of escorts, so, like, a lot of them, they don't want to escort anymore, right? So, I'm like, well, have you thought about, like, switching your business to, like, online stuff? And they're like, they don't understand, like, the amount of money that is able to be made in that industry, right?
Yeah.
And I try to help them with it and stuff, but the one thing that I always tell anyone who's wanting to start it is do not entertain any of the comments that you get for anything, right? Like, do not, like, and I know it's really hard, and, like, that was something that I wish I would have known before, like, starting everything, because with Pornhub, like, comments came flowing in with my videos, and, like, it got to the point where I got so insecure about how my pussy looked. I, like, paid for a labiaplasty, and I never even got it done. So it was $5,500 that was paid for, and the surgery is just sitting there, and I can't transfer it to anyone else. It's not, like, refundable. That's so, that's $5,500 sitting there, that and I don't want the surgery anymore.
That's but, the thing, too, in this industry. Like, I have self-esteem issues. I always have. But then you got these dumbasses that come in and be like, the other day someone said to me, like, oh, you got saggy titties. I'm like, I know. I am well aware. Like, why did you say that? But it's just certain things, like, just pull you off.
There is a fetish for every single part of your body.
Yes.
To, like, take everybody.
Especially when you say, yeah,
well, watch, like, you will find you.
You know? That's, yeah. Like, that's, like, I'm really self-conscious about that, too. And if somebody says some shit, I'm just like, oh, my God. Is that for real? Like, you know, it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
People take it with a grain
of salt, for real, you do. Like, I had to learn that really quick, but I've always had thick skin. You have to have thick skin to be in the same. Yeah. Have to.
Yeah,
I do, but I, like, seriously, when I first came on here, when I first started selling panties, that's when I started, I could not believe how mean people were. Like, I knew people were mean, but they're just vicious.
Yeah.
Like, there's no reason for that. Like, what are you accomplishing? Nothing.
You know? No. But in the end, these people are haters talking shit, but really, they're talking shit, but didn't you just watch my video, or weren't you, how did you get these ideas? Like, because you were watching my shit, so you're just watching, you know. You're only getting me more money, fuck off.
Exactly. So I said I don't like making content at all, so I was thinking, like, I'm trying to make Sex Panther my main platform. Who else works on that? Do you guys work on that at all?
Kinda.
Yeah, kinda. I talk about girls that? Like Sex Panther, do you work on there at all?
No, I've been wanting to try new ones, but definitely got that one, but I haven't.
I like it because I don't have to, I can sex and I can take a video call. I generally don't take video calls, but phone calls, but that's actually a good platform for any, like, cam girls that want to get out of the industry. You can actually just focus wholly on Sex Panther. And I know a chick that makes $5,000 a month on that shit. Like,
Sorry to interrupt. So the traffic on there, like that? Because I know, like, with other platforms and stuff, like, to get started, you make, and that's funny with Sex Panther, because actually when me and you started to talk, I creeped your Twitter, and then I actually signed up for Sex Panther, but I haven't done anything with it yet, because I don't really know, but, like, I don't, how is, like, how do you have to, what I'm trying to say is, like, do you have to, like, promote yourself to get the traffic kind of thing, or does it kind of just come, and is the money,
that's
easy,
like,
there?
It's really easy. Like, you don't have to promote yourself at all. And how Sex Panther works is they only choose certain people they want. Like, I applied 2 years ago and didn't get accepted. I got accepted a year ago because I had a better following Hold on one
So
second.
yeah, that's where it sucks because all my socials just got shut down.
Yeah, I mean, it's they everybody comes. It's amazing how many guys pay for all this stuff. Like, and it's cool because you can set all your prices to how you want it, exactly how you want it, and they pay it. But it's busy. I mean, if I focused on it wholly, I can make bank, but I don't.
What time are you usually busy? I love my numbers.
What do you
What
mean, like live streaming or on?
on Sex Panther?
There
What?
is 4 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to like 6 a.m. That's when the most like Australians are on, and I do good with them. I like those guys.
Nice. Do you promote yourself as a dom?
No,
No.
not at all. Nope. I just
A
promote
lot of
myself
doms on
as
there.
the goth mom next door, the MILF. Like I'm not a dom switch. I'm just me. I'm a weirdo. That's what we'll go with.
Yeah, there's a lot of doms on there, and I've just recently started my dom journey about a year ago. So, and I'm strictly, I do not do anything submissive anymore at all. I'll do vanilla shit, but
Yeah,
I'm good.
kind of boring.
Yeah, I actually really like the dom stuff. Like, I like to be like having sex, whatever. I like to be submissive, but like I never actually like got to experience me being a dom actually to someone. Like, up until like a couple months ago, this person like paid me whatever, like a decent amount of money for me basically to kick him in the nuts, call him a worm, put my cigarettes out on him. I made him eat cigarette butts. I put cigarettes out on his nuts, spat on him, made him like when he came, I was like, "You are not sitting on my bed, you disgusting worm. Like, take a black garbage bag and put it on the fucking floor and lay on the floor and sit on your hands. Don't touch me, nothing." And I just sat on the bed and spat on him and like called him right the fuck down. And like I thought, I was like really nervous at first, and then when it was done, he it was like he switched back to how he was normal. And this guy's a businessman, and I find most guys who are into that stuff, they're business guys. But afterwards he was like, "Wow, you're amazing. Like, how long have you been doing this for?" And I didn't want to tell him like, "You're my first dom person." But then I ended up telling him. I was like, "Really?" I was like, "I've never actually done it before." I was like, "You're the first person I've done that with." And he was like blown away. He was like, "There's no way." Like,
They're
he's like,
natural.
"Wow." But then another thing that he wanted to be a cum dump. So he wanted all the used condoms that like he wanted me to feed it to him. And like that was something I had a hard time doing. And obviously I didn't have used condoms when I seen him. So there's this lube called fuck water, and it looks just like sperm. And so what I figured out too, good to hear, is also when you're making videos and content and stuff, if you just get this lube fuck water and it looks just like sperm or whatever, and you can just play it off like it's a bunch of cum. Works pretty
Anybody
good.
listening? It's called fuck water. Get it? It's
It's
great.
amazing. It's amazing lube, and
What's that? It's
it's really good.
white lube.
Oh, I see. I never knew that existed.
Yeah,
Damn.
same thing.
I give you guys mad props for being the dom thing. I am too, I feel bad. I feel bad too much. Like someone asked me to do an SPH, and I'm like, I don't know what to say. And so I said something stupid, like, this lollipop I'm sucking is bigger than your cock. And I'm like, I can't do this. I'm done.
I
Horrible.
still
Horrible.
freeze up. I still freeze up. I'll be like, stroke that little cock for me. Like, or I'll repeat myself. And I'm like, wait a minute. I don't need to like snap into being, I need to be in a bad mood.
That's what
Yeah.
I have a really hard time talking. Like when I'm a sex panther, I can go for days and days and be totally crazy and dirty, but I have a hard time doing it out loud.
Verbally, yes, me too. Me too.
I'm like, "Oh my God, I really just said that? What the fuck?"
And like my acting skills blow. Like
Mine
my partner,
do
he gets so mad at me because like, and like we have so many like blooper videos we could make, like of us trying to like make videos for Pornhub, and like just this one, it sticks out in my mind so good. It's like he wanted to, I was like laying in the bed pretending to be on my computer or something, and he came in the room and with his dick out, and I was supposed to turn around and be like, "Let me suck that juicy cock." And like literally, I'm not even kidding, it was like 50 takes of me just trying to say that. And I would like turn around, I'm like, "Let me suck that juicy cock." And it was like, oh, he was getting so frustrated at the end. He's like, "Okay, fuck it, just put it in your mouth. Like, we're not doing this anymore."
Don't
Like,
say anything. I do the same shit.
yeah,
I'm just
like,
like, why can't I say that?
oh,
What's wrong with me?
I know, it's so annoying, man. Like, I hate that. I wish my acting skills would just be better. They should have like spicy adult like acting skills for fuck's sakes.
We should start acting hosting classes. We could host them on here. We could all get into it, you know?
Listen, straight up. Mind. Let me settle your guys' mind, okay? When it comes to porn, the worst acting, the better. Like, I think
right?
They like natural, they like behind the scenes, they like bloopers, yeah. They like they love that absolutely bad acting in porn.
That clueless, like the timing is off. Yes, you know.
If you think you sound stupid talking, guys eat it the fuck up. I'm like,
no.
Yeah, like
guys are such an easy animal. Like they're so easy to play. I mean, I like saying, like, you know, I play guys every single day. It's so easy.
Right? That's the best part. That's the best part of waking up.
It's not Folgers in your cup. It's playing those.
Yes.
Yeah.
What
is
that? Adult fluid or cum, you know, fake shit. So, yeah.
Yeah, and more people, like, for the porn stuff, like, their amateur porn is, like, more watched than like actual like porn with porn stars now, but like then you see the people on Pornhub that are like amateur porn stars and like their videos are just like unreal oops, sorry, dropped my phone. It's like unreal flawless, like their angles and then their quality and then just how everything looks. And then like my partner, he's like a perfectionist with that, so he studies the angles watching porn, and then I just gotta do it right. So yeah, like the homemade, like, you know, like making them feel like they're like the fly on the wall kind of thing, mm-hmm. definitely is better. But yeah, like with Pornhub, if you're trying to get to number like the number one spot or get in the top 10, like it has to be like crisp, perfect, pretty much like porn style.
That's
like
it's hard to do anything.
It's really hard. You gotta fuck and then stop, switch positions, but move the camera for another angle. Like it's,
oh my god,
it's yeah.
I'm like, I'm over this, I'm done.
Yeah, it's really hard. And then I'm like, I always have to make myself look like perfect. I'm like so insecure about how I look or something like that, and like, oh, it just, it's hard. And then that's where the content thing, it's like, oh, I don't want to fucking do this anymore. That's and I've taken a break from stuff like there's really nothing, like I haven't posted anything on my Pornhub in a while. Like I just started my OnlyFans up again and like trying to get my followers back up, and like it's just like, oh, I feel defeated in a way.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's like I know like my name Kleonix, like it's like a brand I've created and I have a lot of fans, and like when I go on my accounts, I check my messages and there's a bunch of people like, oh my god, like I love you and where are you? And I've been like in my own city for fuck's sakes, like at the gas station. Like I got spotted out by this guy who worked there, and it was kind of creepy because it was winter and it was COVID. I had my mask on, my hood up. You could just see my eyes, and he was like, Kalia. And
I was really like, has been studying you.
Yeah. And I was like, what? And he's like, Kalia Nix. And I was like, oh fuck, hi. And it was just like, yeah, people want to take pictures with me and get my autograph. It's pretty like surreal, but yeah.
Like you said, it's so hard. It's so easy. Go ahead, Kay.
No, you just need a bodyguard. That's when it gets to that point where you have to have like a friend constantly around you. Like before, I'm such a solo person, but I started, I hang out at the beach a lot. I mean, I can do my online creating and, you know, whatever, and communicating, but I ended up allowing like certain people come around me because, you know, I was starting to get a little weird with certain people and they kind of just like dissipated, you know what I mean? So that's when you like have a partner, but you know, and you ladies stay in, but it's also when you get to a certain point, you do kind of need protection, you know, in my opinion, or get like a taser or something.
Yeah. That's actually, you said you were reading like fan like comments or whatever. Like I was feeling really down today, like real down. So I was looking on YouTube, and since I didn't ever check the comments and the videos that I've been doing. And so I read them. I'm like, oh my God, people actually like me. Like I'm really hard on myself. Like I don't give myself any credit ever. I've always been like that. But yeah, that's a good self-care thing, is go back to your shit and read the comments or read messages. And there are people out there that love us that don't even know us, but they love us.
They do. Mm-hmm. I mean, you are fulfilling a need out there, and mm-hmm. if you're kind, you know, you do your thing and they want that, then you know, you get to look at, I always like to look at the positive. I know it sounds kind of corny, but I'm not so that, even when I'm the hardest, I always try to look at the positive. And so mm-hmm. you know, you got to look at what you're doing for them. You might not feel good right now, but if someone says a little nice thing, if they say thank you, I was like, oh my God, I needed that. Thank you. Like, oh, okay. Someone said thank you. Okay. I appreciate you. You know what I mean? So You gotta take every little bit that you can get sometimes. Let go of the haters. Like, take that energy and use it to create or make you feel better.
Yeah, and the world is so negative anymore. It's like, it's so hard, especially doing this business. It's like, we made it real hard for ourselves, ladies. We really did, because we got into a really hard business. It's easy, but it's the stigma sucks. It really sucks. And a lot of people can't do it because of that. It's sad.
You got to have self-discipline in this industry too, and that's really hard to master.
Especially like a schedule, consistency, like all that shit. Like, I am horrible at it. Horrible. I'm just like, oh, I'm not going to work today. No, bitch, you need to work today. Like, I need to have somebody kicking me in the ass.
I noticed that if I work, when I wake up, I'm more likely to go to work and get shit done and work a whole shift, like, as opposed to me trying to work right before I go to bed, like a couple hours before I go to bed. Like, I'm like dreading logging off of here and going back on a stream night. But I know once I get on, it's fine, you know? Yeah.
That's like, we've worked third shift on Chatterbait for the past almost 3 years, and I'm trying to convert to first shift. I don't like it. I just don't like it at all. But it's hard. Like, I don't know. I don't like working. I don't want to work. I don't ever want to work.
I love my third shift. I love it. Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's like, yeah, do I want to go back and like work like a 9-to-5 job at somewhere? And then, or do I want to make content? Yeah. And then it's like the days that I'm like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore. Mm-hmm. It's like, then I think about that and I'm like, oh, screw that. No.
It's good to hear though that people think like I do, because mostly every other day I think I don't want to do this anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's good to hear that I'm not the only one. Like, I just sometimes I just get fucking sick of it. I really do. And I hate when these certain people come into my room or they message me. I'm like, I get pissed off. I'm like, ew, like, but I shouldn't be like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We all have those days. It's hard, but
yeah, we do. But you can rise above. Oh no, we have 10 minutes. So what we're gonna do is, anybody have anything else quick they want to talk about? Anything?
You know, on the last note of what you were saying, like, sometimes you just have to learn to like skip over those comments, or you know what I mean? Because we kind of know if we're in that kind of mode, you know, like, ignore it. Don't even respond, because that was my hardest. So I'm like, okay, answer the email, send it off, and be dead. Oh my God, notification. I got to go check. And I got to the point where I'm like, no, I don't. You know, I'm not in the mood, because anyone who says anything wrong, I'm going to, you know.
Yeah, that's me. Like, I'm first to like punch bitch. Like, I have a hard time keeping myself like level. I really do. But I've been trying.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely a learning curve, you know? Yeah, so I wanted to share with you guys too, just a couple apps. I mean, a couple sites I found the other day. I want to know if you guys heard about these. Has anybody heard about slushy.com?
Ugh. Yes, and it's so fucking hard to get on there. It's not really? Even fun.
What is it?
Slushy.com?
Yeah.
It's like an adult TikTok.
Okay.
But it is, I've been waiting to get approved for almost 6 months now, and they're very, very selective on who they like on their platform.
Oh my God, you know what we should do? All of us, you already did it, but you can still be in the running. We should sign up and see who gets accepted and be like, hey,
let's do it.
I got in, you didn't.
What about Cameo? Aren't you guys on Cameo?
No, do you like that?
I just signed up today, and it's really easy to get approved and stuff. Nice. So I guess we'll see how it goes. I'll keep you guys updated with that, but
yeah, that's cool.
I guess we'll see. But
what about,
seems like it's beneficial.
What about Red Gifts?
Yes. Yeah. It's good for Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on all of them. I'm on every single site there is. I just use them.
I try to find the weird ones like that. Like, I haven't ever heard
like
of
sex.com is another one.
Yeah.
Is just like Reddit. Oh
my God, if we just made a huge list of all the platforms, I think we'd have like over 100. Seriously.
I have a list. Ooh.
She has a list. Of course you do.
But you're a reference code, because a lot of sites, if you do referrals and get other artists to join the thing, you get a percentage of the cut that the organization gets for the company.
Yeah.
So, by all means, because we're not, like, I have a friend that have sent me, and, you know, I took a little break on trying new ones. But yes, I would love to, like, anyone who has, you know, if you put that, I'll definitely, if I don't already have a link, I would definitely click on that. Because, you know, this is inspiring me to get back into the groove. So, by all means, I want to help you guys as well as help me, you know? So,
yeah, that's all.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
And I like, speaking of that.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry, girl.
Oh, you're good.
There's this website. It's webcamstartup.com. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that one is like, I always would tell everyone it's like the Bible, I would say, but that's not the Bible of like sex work. It's just like the manual, pretty much. Like, it literally is so informative. And like Aerie Saunders or whatever, the girl who like is behind it, kind of like, she's actually such a sweetie. Like, I talked to her and she's such a help. Like, if you're ever really like confused on something, like just go to Webcam Startup, and like anything that you're confused about, guaranteed they tell you about it. All the news that's going on, any new things,
That's
anything
so
that's happening
cool.
on any of these sites. And if you reach out to her, like, she'll get right back to you too. It's such a helpful site, literally.
That's why, like, I want to do this kind of thing. Think about starting like a own YouTube channel, and I just want to help people. Like, it's so fucking hard to find anything, and like those gatekeeper bitches that don't give you nothing, which is ridiculous. Like,
Oh,
every
yeah.
help. We don't have a manual. If we did, we wouldn't be here, you know?
Dude, let's do it. I want to do it so bad. I have a YouTube channel. I cannot get on. I don't have the motivation to get on. I have like 20 notebooks full of information to fucking give to people. Like, I just want to give this industry
I just want to give it to you. Take it.
to
Yeah.
someone. And I know we all have sites and whatnot, which is great to add this like link that go to like link to the new YouTube channel that you want to start, or the ones that you know that you have. I got porno.xyz has been out there, and it has a lot of I forgot they're called backlinks and stuff, so they get a lot of traffic. And that's another platform, like a part of marketing. So if you guys are interested, we could always, you know, once we get it all set up, I'll get links to connect it and put it on the site. You know,
Well,
because he is for sale right now, but he's my ex-boss, he's trying to get it back up because he saw the backlinks. He saw something in it that has potential to bring in revenue. And if that's going to happen, then you know, until it gets sold or whatever, we can, that's another platform we can use
yeah,
to
or
just
we could
have links.
come on
I would
here,
help you.
we could do lives. I mean, I'm down. We should chat, seriously, all of us, because I would love to, like, just, you know, like, end of the week, you just want to vent to somebody. I'm single. I've been single for years. I don't have nobody to talk to. So it's like
Yeah.
talking to my fucking dog, okay? He doesn't talk back. He's everything, but he doesn't talk.
Same.
So yeah, it'd be really cool to like do that. I mean, we're definitely have to chalk off here, because we need that. We need a community. We need each other, like, seriously.
Exactly.
Yeah, straight
Just
up.
have
I do.
like a little idea of what we're going to talk about, like how you see that being an idea. But if we all know what each of us, then we can know we touch the main points of it, because we all have information to put, whether it's, you know, one thing or another. But I've learned so much from this whole thing right now. You know what I mean?
Me too.
I've
I
been
got a whole
around.
page written down. I'm like, wow. And then Happy over here,
Right?
right in the notes. Thank you.
All the links. Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
So,
thank you so
and then
much.
that way,
We're gonna have to write them down and put them in the show description.
those are affiliate links. So that would be cool, guys. Yeah. But I made a huge list of all the sites that I've ever signed up on and like use their affiliate or whatever, because I made a blog. You'll see if you click on it. Because I wanted to do the whole YouTube and blog thing to teach girls everything. So yeah, those are affiliate links. That would be cool. There's a
Yeah,
shit
maybe next
ton of
time we
sites.
come on, we'll write down everything that we're on. That's our homework, okay? So our homework is all of us have to sign up for Cameo, okay? And then write down if you get accepted or not and the date. And then second, write down all
Slushy.
your sites. Oh, Slushy. Sorry. Yeah, do Slushy. Yeah.
And sign up for Cameo.
For everybody that's watching, this is the fun stuff we're gonna do in these Zooms. We're gonna have cool shit like this going on. So you better come next time and hang out with us. All right, so we're gonna wrap this up. We only have a few minutes left, but I appreciate each and every one of you lovely, beautiful women for joining me tonight, and this has been amazing.
Yeah, it was good to meet you guys.
Yeah, you
I
too, and
hope
I'll
to see
see
you
you. I'll
guys
see
all
you
soon.
tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yes.
Have
All right, guys, everybody have a good night.
a
All
good
right,
night,
guys.
guys.
See ya.